American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, now executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated. As Mary reported, she was present at the signing of the beginning of the conversation with the Taliban in Doha in winter 2020. Here we are in summer 2021. The whole region is now reacting, and I have various reports, Mary. So I'll tick them off, and you've been to many of these places, perhaps all of them, except Iran, and you have witnessed their concern as we've moved towards what was said to be withdrawal. Delhi, I'm told, is exceedingly alarmed because Pakistan itself is said to be the author, the creator of the Taliban. Islamabad, Pakistan is alarmed because now they live next door to a radicalized and victorious culture that, I'm told, the Taliban of Afghanistan and the Taliban of Pakistan are two sides of the same coin. Central Asia, the stands, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, all alarmed because they share a border or they are in the road of the radicals out of Taliban, many of whom come from their cultures. And they're now consulting with Moscow in conducting military exercises. And China. I get two versions of this. China is opening relations with the Taliban. China is worried about the Taliban radicalizing into China. I don't know where we should start, Mary, but let's start with Delhi, member of the Quad. Is Delhi weakened by this? Was Delhi prepared in your measure?
Oh, certainly. India is now at greater threat from terrorist attack than it was a week ago. I don't think there's any question about that. Pakistan's intelligence services maintain ties with the Taliban. Those ties will only strengthen over the coming days, and certainly after you have a full withdrawal of U.S. and potentially NATO forces. It's important, too, to note that we didn't kill Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. We found him in Pakistan. So if you're worried about Al-Qaeda 3.0 or whatever you want to call it, you have to look more broadly than Afghanistan as a new safe haven for terror. You have to look at the links that Al-Qaeda will have, not just to Pakistan, but most importantly to the Al-Qaeda leadership, which is currently being given safe haven and support within the Islamic Republic of Iran. Which is an angle to this story that I think deserves much, much more attention.
Iran is concerned, it says, because when the city of Herat fell, that's very close to the border with Iran, and it was concerned of radicals coming into Iran. And yet, Iran has been identified over the years as a safe haven for Al-Qaeda. This gets extremely confusing, Mary, because there are contradictory statements about Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. My information is that Al-Qaeda never left Afghanistan, that its presence has always been maintained either through cutouts like the Haqqani network of the Pakistani Taliban or directly, direct aid. Now, if Iran is sheltering or has offered refuge for the command structure of Al-Qaeda, what does that mean about Tehran and the Taliban? Are they threatened by it, or are they in league with it? Do they see it as a weapon they can use against their adversaries?
Well, there's a speech that I would commend to everyone to read. It's called The Iran Al-Qaeda Axis, and Secretary Pompeo delivered it in January of 2021, not so long ago. It's up on the internet. We took a lot of time to declassify information about Iran's relationship with Al-Qaeda and the current status of Al-Qaeda within Iran in that speech. And essentially what the secretary revealed is, first of all, he framed the relationship, which is important to understand, that Iran has had almost three decades of ties to al-Qaeda, even though one is Sunni and one is Shia. That doesn't matter. They share common enemies, namely the United States, Israel, and the free world. And that relationship has strengthened over time, most notably after the Obama era nuclear deal with Tehran. So Iran realized that that administration was appeasing it and was weak, and they started to allow al-Qaeda's leadership more freedom of movement and supplies and state support. And so what does that mean in the context of what we're seeing out of Kabul? Well, it means that if you have a Taliban terrorist-led Afghanistan that sees the West and the United States and Israel as enemies, and you see Iran, which shares those that point of view, and you have easier travel over the border between those two nations, well, that's bad. I mean, that's really bad. Not to mention the fact that we have fewer eyes and ears on the ground now in Afghanistan telling us about that relationship. It also means that you could see important terrorist fighters moving under the hard shell of the Iranian state. Because remember, it's we can bomb Afghanistan and bomb terror cells in Afghanistan. You can't bomb a terror cell in the middle of Tehran without starting a regional war. And al-Qaeda's leadership knows that. Radicals running Iran know that. And so this is a very disturbing development. Layer on top of that, the support and the intelligence that Pakistan may be giving to the Taliban leadership. And you have a situation which I think is much, much more dangerous than the situation that we faced after 9/11.
We only have a minute, Mary. China, I cannot read their posture towards Taliban. The suggestion is that the region is now in turmoil and China is not exempt. How do you measure it? We just have a minute.
China will do whatever is in China's interests. If they perceive that the Taliban could in any way stoke some sort of revolt or opposition to the Chinese Communist Party in Western China, they'll move in and put that down. If they think that they can use Afghanistan as a leg on the Belt and Road project into Pakistan, which already signed up for BRI, they'll do that. They haven't invested a lot in Afghanistan to date, but that doesn't mean that they wouldn't try to do so in the future.
And Moscow, the wingman of the Chinese, is this a win for the opportunist, Mr. Putin?
Anything that weakens U.S. deterrence, creates divisions between the United States and our free world allies, and removes our eyes and ears from a very strategically important part of the world, is good for Vladimir Putin and is bad for the United States of America.
Yeah, Mary reminds me that Afghanistan was a listening post to our adversaries in Iran and in the Russian Federation. Mary Kissel, she was former senior advisor to the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. She is now Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.